Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Saturday, July 12th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. So I wanted to share why I am starting this. First of all, I've felt these energy for decades and feel these energetic changes with the sun and the moon, but the sun primarily, and obviously what goes on here on Earth. And I've got an expertise in emotional intelligence. I've done a lot of work in consciousness research. And also, you know, with all things new relating to our evolutionary process here on the planet and all these different subtle realms. And being conscious about feelings guiding action. And that's really the key. I think that's one of the unique things that I bring to this arena. And so I started this because of these two reasons, but also what's currently out there. What I found is there's an overemphasis on the science, which I love science, but a bit of an overemphasis on it. And, you know, who has time to really look at everything to see what's what? I mean, I did this because I wanted this to be quick. I wanted it to be easy. I wanted to give people an update because I do this every single day for myself, for friends, and for family. And I wanted to be able to give it to you and give you the info to nudge you to consider what actually it may mean for you. I also did this because I found some of the other information that's out there. It's such an overgeneralization and an overinterpretation. And, you know, to me, the most powerful thing that one can offer another, again, is to nudge, but not to interpret your life for you, not to tell you what something definitely is and how you should do it. So this is a little bit different. All right, so here we go. Our sun activity in these past 24 hours, we've had 3 M-class flares, which is actually a little bit more activity than we've had recently, in the sense of we do seem to be coming down from solar cycle 25. You know, we're not talking about X-class flares as much as we were talking about them. So 3 M-class flares is actually pretty hardy in this last 24 hours. We have some elevation in the KP with a minor geomagnetic storm. So our current conditions are at about a 3. 0 would be, you know, low, obviously, and it goes up to 9. So there's some activity in terms of what we're feeling here on Earth. Nothing crazy, but just, you know, a little bit of energy going on. And there's some slight elevation predicted with the KP, because we've got some solar wind with a coronal hole. Number 63 is the name of the hole. So you've got an uptick in the stream of solar wind that's predicted both for today and tomorrow. So I'll share a little bit more about the solar wind in a second and what I think that's about. So looking at our Schumann resonance and the sonogram there, there's definitely a charge in the atmosphere, and it looks like we're just coming off of that charge. So for those of you who were sleeping in the Northern Hemisphere last night, you may have had a pretty intense night of dreams, because we definitely have this surge in energy, a whiteout. Typically, you know, there's, and if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're probably feeling this as well. Fatigue, sleepy, maybe needed a nap in the afternoon. But it's a good time for a reset. A dream time is active. There's a higher level brain activity with looking at alpha states, theta states, delta states, and even some gamma states. So the higher level brain activity, I've always found rest, sleep, meditation, quiet space is really good when that Schumann is in those white conditions. And that astral entrance is much easier for us to tap into our spirit and soul self. So quiet time is really good when the Schumann is pretty high. We also have a full moon. It's about 99% illuminated right now. You know, the moon typically brings that lunar energy, obviously, which things can get a little crazy and, you know, become super emotional, heightened. And when you look at what we've got going on with the solar wind and the Schumann, you know, there's this massive convergence of all these different energies, but it does seem that the Schumann and the solar wind is providing what I would say like a nice calming effect to the full moon and even to some of those M-class flares that are going on. So it's a pretty fabulous time right now. And I just wanted to share also is access to these subtle realms, like I said, your spirit, your soul, they may be more present than ever in the waking and dream states. Your dreams may be more charged. You may remember them more. I would suggest writing them down, sharing them with a friend or trusted person, because the more that we speak about what we dream, the easier it is for us to remember a detail that we would have not remembered in, you know, otherwise. Or even just, you know, doing a recording to record what you remember from your dreams. But just, it seems verbalizing it really makes a big difference. You know, and it does seem that there's this interconnectedness returning to us and bridging these two worlds together, you know, this matter and spirit world. And it's critical for this next phase in being conscious about our one's own evolution, our own evolution, and for us to live on the inside out versus that outside in. So it's not, you know, material out, but it's really that spirit subtle world, you know, having that manifest into our physical world and living in that way. That seems to be really what these energies are about and this shift on the planet. And getting back to those coronal holes, I've always found that these coronal holes and the solar wind feel really, really good. And I think about Frank Sinatra's song, The Summer Wind. You know, the summer winds came blowing in from across the sea. And if we change that lyrics to solar wind, you kind of get the essence of what the feeling state of solar wind is. And that's been my experience. So I wanted to share that because it typically is such a feel-good energy. And so again, some sleep, rest, rejuvenate if you feel called. Quiet creation could be what is on the docket for you for the day. And, you know, as always, be mindful of what it is that you're feeling. And if you're feeling that quiet state, you know, move with that. Create a bit of a boundary for you and whoever is wanting your time and energy and attention today, and only if that feels right for you to do it. So my daily wisdom to offer to you is let the inner part of who you really are step forth today. Give yourself time to do that. The convergence of all these energies is pushing that evolutionary part of who you are through. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.